Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to week five of
That's What She Said
with Vic
and Eanes.
And I feel like we haven't been here for a while.
Well, we haven't. It's been 2 weeks. And
no, did you guys miss us? Even though we just posted our fourth episode, 2 days ago.
That's no. Well, we were away and we were on an island, so
we didn't know what's going
on. Not much access to any internet over there.
Yeah, we as you'll hear from our week four episode that was just posted, we went to Cayo Largo in Cuba for a week, and we got back last Friday on the 11th. And we had such a good time. It was so relaxing. We were able to get away. And, yeah, the weather was beautiful.
Yeah, like, what was it, like 28, 30
almost
degrees
every
day.
Yeah.
Beaming sun.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was amazing. And, yeah, we met some interesting people. It was a returner's resort, so there was a lot of older couples and families. But we made friends with the entertainment staff and a few young people that were there. And, yeah, there was a disco we went to and saw
the marina.
Marina.
They apparently celebrate International Women's Day over there.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge. They threw a concert. There was, like, hundreds of workers there, and then people from different resorts. So it was really fun. I got burnt. My skin is raw.
Yeah, we had this weird sort of rash, I would say. Maybe sun rash or something like that.
A heat rash, yeah.
And, but other than that, yeah, we got pretty... I wanted to go tanning. Don't tell my mom. Even though if she's listening to this, I won't go tanning.
The food was amazing.
Yeah.
Considering for Cuba.
It was
good. I was really afraid about that, but we found something to eat every day. It was really good.
I'm trying to think of any funny anecdotes. There was, like, crazy big iguanas. There was a storm one day, but that was only one day. That was it. And, okay. So we were in the Miss Playa Blanca contest, which is... It was the last show, the last night, and we thought, look, might as well, you know, let's try it out.
Let's just have some fun.
So they don't tell you a single thing about what this show is going to be about. So there's four of us, and we all went up on stage, and they just started doing challenges, and we didn't know. They were all meant to embarrass us, pretty much.
Yeah, for sure.
The first one was... What was... I don't even remember.
Just dancing with the dancers.
Yeah, and then dancing with a balloon, and then posing on a deck chair trying to be sexy, and then trying to seduce one of the people. Like, Nina and I kind of made a joke out of it. I did it more, you know, what's the word?
What?
Modest, I guess.
Modest.
And then Nina did it a little extravagant, but we should have won. One of us should have won.
Oh,
you should have won.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. I just took a joke. I made it a joke. I'm not going to take this seriously.
No.
Like, there's freaking old men out there. I'm not going to try to, like, arouse them from, you know. So
no, I know.
I just made it. The whole thing was a joke to me.
Yeah. No, it was good times.
It was fun.
So, yeah, that was, I mean, our trip. We had a really good time.
Yeah.
Hopefully it sounds exciting. I don't know if we're making it sound exciting. So this week we're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day because it's coming up tomorrow. And
yeah.
We put out on our Facebook, we asked you guys what you do for St. Patrick's and what your favorite memories were. We didn't really get too many people, but I'm sure we can share our own St. Patrick's Day experiences. But before we get started, I want to play Home for a Rest, which is, to me, the ultimate
epitome of St. Patrick's Day.
I love this song. My girlfriend Caitlin and I, anytime we play this song, we have this whole dance. We stand every time that the chorus comes, and we throw our hand on our chest like we're doing the national anthem, and we just go for it. I love this song. So here's a little jig for you guys. Enjoy Home for a Rest.
Vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me home. patience will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home. By the light of the moon, she drifts through the streets. A rare old perfume, so seductive and sweet. She sees us and flirt as the pumps all close down. Will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Irish jigs, I love it.
Yep. I love Irish bars too, though. Oh. I've always had the best time at Irish bars.
Irish pubs.
Like Grace O'Malley's in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Solanche's
in Mac. Solanche's in, sorry, Vic and I both went to McMaster University in Hamilton, and there's a bar called Solanche's, and it is always a good time there. Same with Grace O'Malley's too.
Yeah, Gracie's a lot of fun. I think it's just the atmosphere. You know, I've been to Dublin and Killarney and Cork and all over Ireland, and that's exactly what it is. Like, you walk in and that's how, like, they're so authentic, though. I mean, obviously, they're so much better over there, but Dublin has a place called Temple Bar, and it's just a whole bunch of pubs, Irish pubs, and, yeah, like, always live music. Guinness tastes so much better there. I mean, I'm not a big Guinness fan at all, but... Mm-hmm. In Ireland, you just have to have Guinness. Come on.
Did you go to the...
Brewery?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was great. poured my own pint and all that kind of fun stuff. So, Neens, tell us about your favorite or most memorable St. Patrick's Day.
My most memorable... Actually, that's really funny that you ask. Last year, actually, when I was... I wasn't in school anymore, so I wasn't partying up at Mac or anything like that. But my good friend Sayaka, she goes to U of T, and they had a whole big shindig at the Madison Pub. And it's really funny because that last year she was kind of like digging this guy in her class, and like I knew, and he was digging her back, but like nothing had come up to it because like he was just being really shy about it anyway. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna put myself out there and I'm gonna come out and gonna party with you. And I didn't know any of her friends, and I met Dan, and Dan is the guy that she was digging last year. And sometime in my drunken stupor, I go up to Dan and I confront him. I'm like, Dan, like, you know you like Cy, and you know Cy likes you back, so why don't you do anything about it? And he's just like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to ruin a good thing. We have like a really good friendship. I'm like, no, man up. And this and like we were both drunk. Anyways, so in the bar he just like ups and he leaves me. And then Cy and Dan come back together like hand in hand, and then she's like, guess what? I'm like, what? She's like, so Dan and I are together now. I was like,
what? After like literally 2.5 seconds.
No, but like it had come, like it was coming up to it. It was just like he was not making the move.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, it's really funny because, you know, tomorrow is their 1 year anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
And
yeah,
so
yeah,
happy anniversary to you guys. You guys are doing great. And I don't know. I think that's just really funny.
You kind of started a relationship.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, well, yeah. Happy anniversary, guys.
Aw, that's precious. So it wasn't really your most
It wasn't
memorable.
Mine. fine, but it was, that's cute. You know, it's something that's going to, I'm going to remember, right? I played matchmaker
on cute.
St. Patty's, and it's
that.
A lucky day.
Oh, my gosh. okay, so mine is pretty ridiculous. It was in second year, and I lived in a house with five other girls. And it was pretty intense. It was pretty crazy. It was dramatic. It was fun. Whatever. So my best friend Elise and I have this rule. Whenever her friends came to visit, I would take care of it. And whenever my friends came to visit, she would take care of it. So that's in the sense of if my friends were too drunk, Elise would deal with it. Or, you know, because I'm there hanging out with my friends and all this. So Elise would be the one to be the kind of responsible one. So this year I literally maybe had 8-9 friends come up, and I'm talking stay over everything. So poor Elise had her work cut out for her. So we all go to Dirty Dogs in Hamilton, and we're partying and we're like singing, and you know, Home for a Rest comes on, and we're dancing on the bar, and it's like kind of a saloon. There's you know, Bucking Bronco, or what's it called, the Ride the Bull, and yeah. You can all dance on the bars and
I
stuff like that.
I hate that bar.
Oh, I love Dirty Dogs.
I hate
it. I love it. So we're all there, like I'm losing everyone, but I'm having so much fun. And finally, it comes to the end of the night, and Elise has to round up everyone. So Elise rounds up all the troops. I'm in a cab, oblivious to what's going on. Elise is having a heart attack. She lost my friend Hems. My friend Maura is so hammered that she's out on the street throwing her purse around and making friends with people. Finally, we get her into the cab, bring her home. Maura passes out on the couch and starts talking on her cell phone. And Elise has no idea what's going on. Elise is frustrated trying to get everyone together. So finally, Elise turns to Maura, and she's like, who are you talking to on the phone? And Moore's not speaking. She's like, oh, you know, Elise, everything's good. You know, I'm just lying here, and I had a really fun night. And Elise is like, Maura, turn around. Turn around. And Moore's like, hold on a sec, to the phone? And she turns around, and she looks at Elise, and she's like, Elise? Who's this? And she's looked like she's having the hand gesture on the phone. She was talking to somebody we don't even know. To this day, it's the mystery of St. Patrick's Day is who Maura was lying on the couch talking to on the phone with. Elise was so livid. My friend Maura, I love her to death, but she just, when she gets drunk, she loses her mind. She turns into this crazy, crazy person. So that was definitely a memorable one. And this year we've planned to go out everywhere. I just want to experience it. 2 weeks, 3 weeks left of school. CCPR is almost over.
Yeah.
So we're going to dress up in green tomorrow. We have class till 12:30. A bunch of us are going to go down to the Danforth and then maybe go downtown. I don't know. See where the day takes us. Uh-huh. Why not? Uh-huh. I love day drunk.
I know you like day drunk. In Cuba, she would force me to get day drunk.
I love it. It's so much more fun.
I don't like drinking just casually or whatever because it's a lot of work to me. It gets me bloated, and then I hate coming day drunk. Makes you like you go up and then you go for dinner and you come down and then at night you want to get drunk again. So it's just like up and down and it's too much work and I was not happening it.
You loved it. First day was fine
because we were just there. I was like, excited. But the next day, I was like, okay, Vic, we got to alternate between day drunk and night drunk.
We can't be doing
2 days in a night. We were so lame, too.
Okay, so now I'm going to play a song. It's called If I Ever Leave This World Alive, and it's by Flogging Molly. And it was in the movie P.S. I Love You, which I think is one of the saddest movies ever. But I don't want it to make you sad. I just love the song. So here's Flogging Molly.
If I ever leave this world alive, well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you'll always be more than just a memory. If I sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside. So in a word, don't shed a tear. I'll be here when it all gets weird.
okay. I'm all right. Though you have gone from my life. You said that it would. Now everything should be all right. She says, I'm okay.
Welcome back to That's What She Said, hosted by Vic and Neens. This week we're talking about St. Patty Day. It's St. Patrick's Day. Because it's tomorrow and we're getting all festive and we like to keep hip and happening. I'm just kidding. So today everything we're talking about St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to do a little bit of St. Patrick's Day jokes. And I'm going to throw it out there right now that these are super corny, but they're funny and they're festive. So you better laugh. Okay, so I'll start with the first one. Why did the man cross the road?
Why?
Because there was a leprechaun on the other side with a pot of gold. Ha ha. That was a terrible one. Okay, what does a leprechaun call a happy man wearing green?
I don't know.
A jolly green giant.
Okay.
What is out in the yard all summer and is Irish?
Shamrock.
No. Patio furniture.
Oh, okay.
That was clever.
That's funny because I know a patio, like Pat Ozel, so yeah. We call him Patio.
Oh, okay. Why do frogs like St. Patrick's Day?
Because they hop.
No. What does that have to do?
I don't know. I'm trying to make it up.
Because they're always wearing green.
Okay.
No? I thought that was pretty funny.
Is so
okay.
Ridiculous.
What do you call a fake stone in Ireland?
The Blarney Stone.
No, a shamrock.
Okay. I kiss the Blarney Stone.
I like this one. I like this one, though. How did the Irish jig get started?
I don't know.
Too much to drink and not enough restrooms. You know, like when you have to, like.
You guys are missing it, though. Every time she says the punchline, she looks at me with this big smile, like waiting for me to get it. She's like, you know?
I thought that was the funniest one. But okay, the last one. Why do people wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
Because real rocks are too heavy.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
one.
I told you they were lame though. So whatever.
Okay, so we only had a few comments this week about St. Patrick's Day, but we just wanted to know if you guys like the holiday. I mean, obviously, what's not to like? You know, day drunk and all that fun stuff and dressing up. But you know, is it just an excuse to drink, or you know, do you guys celebrate it actually? Are you Irish? All that kind of stuff. So some of my friends just gave funny stories from when they've gone out and stuff. One of my friends has a daughter, so she said, yeah, for sure, it's an excuse for her to drink and, you know, kind of let her daughter go with, you know, their grandparents or whatever, and she can go celebrate and have a day off. My friend said St. Patrick's Day is perfect timing for everyone to drink and be cheerful, and not just young people. It's also a second chance to meet that day drunk craving that people may have from reading week. That's definitely true. My sister also said that my sister loves dressing up and going out, so she loves planning outfits with her and her friends. They always have these like elaborate outfits. So yeah, that's that. Let me do some. I have some random facts about St. Patrick's Day. Also with the jokes, they're not too amazing, but some of them are actually interesting. Okay, so the very first St. Patrick's Day parade was not in Ireland. It was in Boston, which is interesting. I saw a photo of this actually. In Chicago, they dye the rivers green.
Do they?
Yeah, and it's actually hardcore green. I don't know how they.
Is that even safe?
I mean, what? Is it just tons of food coloring?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like for sure green, green, green. St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. He was Scottish, and his name wasn't even Patrick.
It was
Maywin Sukat. I don't know. Oh, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the highest number of leaves found on a clover is 14.
Wow.
14.
I can't even find one with four.
Four, right? I know. Okay, legend says that each of the clover leaves means something. The first is for hope, the second is for faith, the third is for love, and if you get a fourth one, it's for luck. And there's 10,000 regular three-leafed clovers for every lucky fourth one. So that's probably why. 10,000 three-leaves, and then you get a fourth. Mm. 34 million Americans have Irish ancestry. That's almost 9 times the population of Ireland, which has only 4.1 million people. So a lot of people immigrating over to North America. And finally, oh, this one's kind of interesting. Lucky Charms, the cereal, was created in 1963. They're magically delicious. That's their wonderful line. But my friends from England were over in January, and we were going grocery shopping, and they stopped in the aisles, and they were so excited about Lucky Charms because they've banned it in England.
Why?
Because it's too sugary, and it's not good for kids. So they can't. You can't get it in England. You have to get it online and get it shipped. And they said it costs £14.
Really?
That's like $30 for one box of Lucky Charms. So some of them ask for it for their birthday, or they ship it just for like really big special occasions.
Really?
But they stocked up. I gave them like 2-3 boxes to take with them. Yeah.
You know what cereal is discontinued that I loved as a kid? Trix. Trix are for kids.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I never really liked
it. It's not on the shelf anymore.
I loved Marshmallow Alphabets. Those were my favorites. Oh, good old. All right. So let me play another song. Let me see. Okay, this one, I'll just play a bit of this. I was perusing through my Irish songs, and this is a really old song by, oh, it just says Irish drinking song, and it's called Beer, 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 and I'm sure you've heard it. It's that typical beer, 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 la, 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 la. Okay, so enjoy.
2, 3. Beer, 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 Tivoli, beer, beer, beer.
A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mox, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it a hop.
He was a bean and a gorilla, such a lord of king.
The Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on over, me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing.
A mug, a barrel, a box, and started around the sink. That's what the liver cation to make your engine sink. Well, 40 parts of olive a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 and 8 the pot and 1 and 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, what to be an admiral, a sultan or a king?
Well, just in time for sex.
We shall always sing.
Alrighty, welcome back, and that was Beer, Beer, Beer by Irish Drinking Song. It doesn't really have a artist, per se, but...
just an Irish drinking song?
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about all that is St. Patrick's Day, and the fun things that we get up to on St. Patrick, some random facts, some corny jokes, and yeah, Neens has YouTube Artist of the Month. Or week.
YouTube Artist this week. So yes, yeah, so YouTube Artist this week is Rochelle Diamante. And on YouTube, she's Lily Bonner, in French. She's really good. She's really talented. I wanted to mix things up and not be Asian and not be male. So I found her, and she's been featured a lot on YouTube and with a lot of the top 10, you know, YouTube artists and stuff. So right here she is. This is Rochelle Diamante, and she's playing Perfect on the piano by Pink. So let me just right now.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire, bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood, misknown.
Welcome back to That's What She Said, but hosted by Vic and Deans, and that was just our YouTube Artist of the Week, Rochelle Diamante. That was her rendition of Perfect by Pink. I really like that song. Have you ever watched the video of it?
No.
Oh, it's
of
just,
like, Pink's original one?
Of Pink's original one.
No.
Her music video was just basically, like, about how, like, a little girl growing up, and she's not perfect, and she, you know, she's weird, and she's always kind of been, like, down in the dumps, and then one day it just, like, her artiste or whatever.
Yeah, it comes,
like,
out.
Yeah, it clicks into her, and then she's finally, you know, she doesn't have to be perfect, but she's happy, right?
Oh, precious.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing about that song. But yes, so we're talking about St. Patrick's Day this week. So we've talked a little bit about, did the little jokes, did a little random facts about St. Patrick's Day. We also talked about our experiences with St. Patrick's Day, and then we threw it out to you guys and we talked about that. Now we're going to talk about, let's see what's trending on Twitter, because, oh my God, some of these things, like, people start saying St. Patrick's Day is ridiculous.
Like, I mean, I know it's a big deal and it's fun and exciting and stuff, but, like, some people take it so ridiculous to the max.
Yeah.
And, like, not to call them out, but even Kay, my ex-boyfriend, so Irish, like, so Irish. Love it. Like, he loves the holiday, but he plans maybe months in advance.
Really?
Like, he plans his outfit. Like, we would go together, like, in matching outfits. he would, like, make these Facebook photos of, like, picnic photos, you know, like, where you change it up and, like, put us in outfits online.
Yeah.
It was actually nuts. Like, he had from 8 a.m. till he woke up to, like, you know, 8 the next morning.
Are you
kidding?
And
he would just plan these elaborate, crazy Irish things. And he'd grow these giant beards and, like, shave it weird, like,
yeah, like a design,
yeah, well, oh, like, or just, like, with big chops, you know. So I'm going to ask him what he's doing.
I kind of miss it, though. Like pancake keggers.
I've never been to a camp pancake
kegger. Oh, it's...
Starts early, right?
It's a friggin' marathon drinking session. Because, like, people, you know, St. Patrick's Day in university, literally, it's a write-off. And everybody's just planning for the day.
Don't go to class.
Finish early and then go and just drink all day. And, like, tomorrow, it's going to be 12 degrees tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I would be so excited to be sitting on somebody's random lawn drinking beer from a keg.
We can still do it.
No. Let's just get we're adults.
I'm not an adult yet. Get out of here. Even last year it was 14 degrees. I was in a skirt.
Oh, really?
I
don't remember last year.
Mac was so great. My teacher from hell, the teacher that I will always remember as being the worst professor of my life, Dr. Young, so if you're listening to this, he planned a test and a paper due on St. Patrick's, and he stood there with his arms on his hips as we all walked in, hammered, 7 to 10, mind you, the class is 7 to 10 at night on St. Patrick's, walked in, pounded our papers on the desk, and walked out.
Yeah.
Like,
said you had a test.
Yeah, I don't know. It was either a test or a paper, something ridiculous, and we were all... Oh, we were so mad. So we just, you know, I took beer in a Nalgene bottle.
Yeah.
And I, you know, screw you, buddy. So we're just looking on Twitter right now and seeing some of the tweets that people are saying with the hashtag St. Patty's. And one person says, cannot wait for the 6:30 a.m. start.
Are you kidding? I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
I
don't get up 6:30 for, like, anything.
I get up at 6.
Why St. Patty's, though? I mean... Oh, for sure. Like, start drinking at 10, but 6:30, you're going to be done by 1 o'clock max in the afternoon, and then I'm done. I can't.
Or you can just get, like, you're going to be drunk from being tired.
Oh, yeah. By, like, 10 o'clock at night, you'd be, even now, 10 o'clock at night, I'm passed out. What else are people saying? Some girl is really excited to be a green drunk chick tomorrow, so watch out for all those slutty girls wearing their shamrocks.
One girl wrote, I don't have any green clothes for St. Patty's, so I'm painting my body and going out.
Wonderful.
Are you kidding me?
That's great. What else? Something people are talking like to each other, saying that the ship is going to be wild, and I hope things are looking good at the venue. So maybe there's a big show or something happening tomorrow for St. Patty's. Thank you for your Irish expertise. Like, Irish for a day, green for a day. So many people.
One girl wrote, decorations are up. It's like a leprechaun vomited all over my living room and kitchen. I've actually never decorated my house. I've only gone green, but we've never decorated our house
green. This is going to be sad. I decorated with foam stickers from the dollar store all over my apartment last year, and I'm talking every inch of the walls. Like, they were everywhere, and I put streamers and all this, and then I, you know, drank during the day, went to my class, dropped off my paper, walked back to my apartment, sat on my couch, and waited for my friends to show up. Nobody called me, like, and it was 9:30 by the time that this happened, and I literally fell asleep, and that was my ending of my St. Patrick's.
So
sitting
sad.
Around waiting for people to come in my beautifully decorated place. Okay, so you guys have definitely probably heard of this, or some of you, if you guys are YouTube freaks like I am. It's called Leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama. So this is somebody who, or it's a news story where, they say that there's a leprechaun that is hidden in a tree in this small hick town. So I'm going to try to play it and see if you guys understand just from the video. But it's like a newscast, and then, you know, they're just interviewing people on the street about this leprechaun. And I'm going to post the video on Facebook because you have to see the amateur sketch that they show of this leprechaun. It's like a toddler's four-year-old drawing. And these news people are just making fun of it the whole time. So here it is.
Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We don't get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateur sketch of the leprechaun.
Yeah,
it looks like somebody
got
a really good look at it and got that good drawing out
there. Who did that? I want to know who sketched that.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, so if you watch the video, you'll see that the amateur sketch is literally like, it looks like an alien baby, and it looks like a child drew it. And these people are freaking out about this leprechaun.
My jaw was open the whole entire time watching this video. That is ridiculous.
People think
American people sometimes.
Hicks. I'm sorry to say it. The Hicks.
I can't believe it. Ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Okay, so any last words about St. Patty's needs?
No, but be safe. Drink green beer.
Yeah, drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
Have fun. Get day drunk.
Exactly. And then let us know how your day went on our YouTube page.
Yeah, and I'll post the video, and we'll talk to you guys next week about what we did for St. Patty's, and also we only have a few more weeks left of our show, which is kind of sad. So next week we're going to talk about what we're doing from here, and kind of make it, I think, more. We should make it more of a PR one, I think.
Yeah.
And talk about what we're passionate about, what we're going into, the internships that we just got, and you know, things like that. So I think we'll take some of our advice from you guys from our Facebook from week two about, you know, resume, job hunts, all those sort of things.
Yeah, since now that we're done that, we can offer our own tips and advice.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, but thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Make sure that you listen to podcast number 4 and as soon as podcast number 5 comes up.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know. And I'm just going to end off with another Flogging Molly song because they are very Irish and it's called Drunken Lullabies. So enjoy. Bye, guys.
Questions.